From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Tuesday, October the 15th. The rebooted XFL assigned quarterbacks to teams ahead of its first draft on Tuesday, and college football fans will recognize some of the names. Ex-Ohio State star Cardale Jones was assigned to the DC Defenders. Ex-Oklahoma quarterback Landry Jones was assigned to the Dallas Renegades. Ex-Penn State quarterback Matt McGloin was assigned to the New York Guardians. And ex-Georgia quarterback Aaron Murray was assigned to his hometown, Tampa Bay Vipers. The draft itself will be held on Tuesday and Wednesday, with ex-Browns running back Trent Richardson among the recognizable names in the pool. Officiating again was at issue after the Lions were on the wrong end of two very questionable calls in a 23-22 loss to the Packers on Monday night. Both calls were for illegal hands to the face, both came in the fourth quarter, and both were called on defensive end Trey Flowers. One extended a drive that ended in a touchdown that cut the Lions' lead to 22-20. The other gave the Packers a fresh set of downs to run the remaining minute and a half off the clock before Mason Crosby's game-winning field goal. Replays showed both calls to be off, and those weren't the only calls that came into question. Tracy Walker, a Lions safety, called out the league after he was called for unnecessary roughness against Geronimo Allison. "Awful. It was an awful call," Walker said. "I felt like I went in for the ball, and it just so happened we collided. But I was looking for the ball. It was an awful call by them. It is what it is." Colts linebacker Darius Leonard took to Twitter on Monday night to clarify his intentions after missing a month due to a concussion suffered in week two. "Retirement never once came out of my mouth," Leonard tweeted. "My goal is 15 years, and I'm going to take it day by day to reach my goal." The post follows comments that he made to The Athletic, having told Stephen Holder, "The third week, that's when I really started thinking, wait a minute, now I have a wife and a kid. I've had a headache for 3 weeks. Will I ever be the same? Do I keep playing?" You have those thoughts in the back of your head. And finally, Rob Gronkowski gave his most definitive statement on his status in some time on Tuesday morning. Asked by a caller to the Greg Hill Show in Boston whether he plans to come back or not, the retired tight end said, quote, "I'll give an answer. When I retired for a reason, because I needed to step away. So it would be a no. There it is." That's the MMQB News for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.